Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today.
Help! Are you or your loved one struggling with intrusive thoughts and ever thought, how can I stop them? Today's question is a biggie, fam, and the short answer is that you can't. But that's not bad news, because it's actually where healing begins. So welcome back to the OCD Family Podcast, where we are having quick chats like these all summer long to help your loved ones and chosen family know more about OCD and feel empowered to conquer it. So intrusive thoughts, they show up for everyone. And for people with OCD, those thoughts get sticky. They feel urgent, important, dangerous, or deeply personal. Naturally, our brains want to do something, right? To either neutralize the thought, fix it, or prove it wrong. And that's where compulsions come in. But here is the key. We can't control the thoughts that pop into our minds, but we can change how we respond to them. That's called response prevention, and it's the RP in exposure and response prevention, or ERP. So instead of trying to block or cancel the thought, we allow it to be there. We don't engage with it. We don't check or research or reassure or even mentally review. This is the hard part, but it's what teaches the brain that the thought doesn't need a reaction. It's just a thought. And with time and practice, those sticky thoughts start to lose their grip. They become less loud, less intense, less urgent, and eventually less frequent. So our goal isn't to stop the thoughts, and we can't stop the thoughts. My joke is, in a world where we have, on average, maybe 7,000 thoughts a day, they're not all going to be winners. The goal is to stop responding to them, and that's what actually helps them to fade. Sound hard? It is. And that's why this process is best supported by a trained therapist in exposure and response prevention. Because OCD is treatable, and you don't have to do it alone. If you're a loved one, a parent, a spouse, maybe even an adult child to an adult parent that has struggled with this for so long, that team is not only there for your loved one. They're there for you to help you learn. And we're here, fam. And while this isn't therapy, sometimes the greatest gift of all is knowing that we're not alone. And if you want more resources or to learn more about exposure and response prevention, jump on over to this episode's blog where you can learn more about OCD and ERP. All right, fam, that's all for today. But thanks for hanging out at the water cooler. We've got this.
Therapists, are your clients struggling with disgust-based contamination OCD? Have you tried upgrading your ERP with the mastery approach? Visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses and click on my link because I've got just the training for you. At OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses, you can check out OCD Training School's entire catalog of courses, including Rich Gallagher's course, Treating Contamination OCD. Where else can you build mastery over disgust-based triggers while supporting the fam at no extra cost to you? It's a win-win at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses.